For 4.5 years, the United Nations and Cambodia have struggled to find a way to hold Khmer Rouge leaders accountable for 1.7 million deaths that occurred under the regime during the 1970s. Friday, the UN announced it was abandoning negotiations with Cambodia on a long-awaited tribunal on the Khmer Rouge. It's been 23 years since the Khmer Rouge left power, but no leaders have been charged with the atrocities. Ben Kiernan is a professor of history at Yale University and author of the book The Pol Pot Regime. He joins us now from his home in Connecticut. Professor Kiernan, why did the UN pull out?
The statements I've seen from the UN tend to be rather vague. The Cambodian law doesn't provide a bar to future amnesties or pardons, and that certain kinds of war crimes cannot be prosecuted under this law, although genocide and other crimes against humanity and some kinds of war crimes can be prosecuted. But also there is a sense on the Cambodian part that the United Nations is not pursuing this to the fullest, and that there is a sense of past bitterness over the United Nations support for the Khmer Rouge for 13 years after their ouster, until as late as 1992 and their inclusion in the peace process.
Was the UN's pullout a surprise?
Well, there has been a lot of mistrust on both sides. I think both sides were under pressure, particularly from China, not to go ahead with the tribunal, China being the initial and long-time supporter of the Khmer Rouge, and it has in fact threatened to veto any proposal to set up an international tribunal, which would be free of the problems of the Cambodian judicial system. But the United Nations has been unable to take that up and to establish an international tribunal, although it did so for Bosnia and Rwanda. Hopefully Cambodia will go ahead and provide as fair a trial as possible for the people who were involved in the genocidal regime of led by Pol Pot.
It's my understanding that many people have already been given amnesty in Cambodia, so if trials do go forward, how meaningful will they be?
There has been one pardon granted to Yeng Sary, who was the deputy prime minister in the Pol Pot regime, in return for his defection to the Cambodian government. Other officials have surrendered but have not been given pardons or amnesties that, in any official sense. It's not clear whether they have been given promises, but they would have no legal effect. It's even unclear whether the pardon given to Yeng Sary, which was actually for his opposition since 1979, would protect him from prosecution.
Professor Kiernan, is there any other kind of movement going on within Cambodia besides hope for trials?
Well, there is also a feeling in favor of reconciliation, but not with the top leaders and the major criminals of the Pol Pot regime. There is a strong feeling that Cambodians should get on with building up their country again, but they feel, I think, in many cases, that judicial accountability is important, and so is an international acknowledgement that this did happen, that these crimes of genocide and other crimes against humanity did happen in Cambodia, and that the world should acknowledge that formally.
Ben Kiernan is a professor of history at Yale University. He joined us from his home in Connecticut. Thank you, Professor Kiernan.
Thank you very much.